Gemara. Opening up in Maseches Megillah, Gemara describes the 13th of Adar, the day that we usually pass Tanis Esther, this year falls on Shabbos, as a Zman Kehila Lakol. Nikalu Ayudim, it's a time of gathering of all the Jews. Rashi understands that means that that's when the Jews gathered for war. That's when we gather to stand up and find our own self-defense against the anti-Semites, Haman and his crew who wanted to eliminate us. Rishon HaKol, Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with his father, grandfather. Rabbeinu Tam understood that Zman Kehila Lakol means that's a time of gathering for tefillah. It's a time of Klal Yisrael gathered for tefillah. And the Rishonim understand that that's why we mark that day as a Tanis for us. A Tanis Esther is a Zecher. We continue to fast, we continue to daven, marking the passionate tefillah and the accepted, visibly accepted tefillah of the time of the Mordechai and Esther. And it strikes us that this year, both senses of Zman Kehila are very much a part of our experience. It is a Zman Milchama, and Klal Yisrael is gathered. And Klal Yisrael is Misached and Miskahel, and we are gathering far more than perhaps we normally feel connected to one another. And we gather for tefillah, and the words of the Torah jump out at us. And the Torah quotes it in the Talmud. He says, it's Zman Kehila Lakol Yipirisha HaKol Miskabitin L'Sanis Esther. We gather on Tanis Esther. Uvon B'nei HaKfar M'layaras L'Omer Slicha B'Sachanun. And we gather together into larger groups to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the time of Purim, we gathered then to daven that we should be successful at war. And we do as they did, which is true in every year, that we gather as they did on Tanis Esther. But it's particularly resonant right now. The Klal Yisrael is at war right now, and we do as they did. The Bach comments that when the Rishonim say that we, Gaonim say that we push the Tanis in a year like this back not to Friday but to Thursday because of the magnitude of the davening, it would interfere with preparing for Kvod Shabbos. The Bach understands that different Tanis that will not be the case. We do fast Esther HaTevis when it falls on Friday, but Tanis Esther has always been meant, and this year in particular, to be a time of more tefillah, even than a typical Tanis. Such a degree of slichus and tachanunim that it can't be leading into Shabbos. But take a moment just to consider together the mizmor with which we will begin, a mizmor that the Gemara later in the first parak of Megillah associates particularly with Purim. And that is the 22nd mizmor, L'matzech al-yalas ha-shachar. The mizmor about the dawn, which the Gemara understands to me, a derech drasha reference to Esther, who was a transitional figure in Jewish history. The Yerushalmi, I believe, understands Ayelas HaShachar, the first break of light, the very initially imperceptible light of dawn long before sunrise. That's a mashal kachi gulasim shal Yisrael. The gula of Klal Yisrael is kima. Kima is step by step. Gula begins very gradually, and then it begins to accelerate and pick up speed, ultimately get to a sunrise. And the Malbim understands that that's how the Mizmor itself is built. And it starts the first 10-11 psukim, a description of being terribly distant and terribly lonely and far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Keili, Keili, Lama, Azavtani, Rachok, Mi, Yishuasi. I feel so far, he's saying, in the earlier generation, the early generation, they had a sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Batu. They felt calmer because they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind of Batu Faltenu, practically speaking. They saw that you had our back. But we feel like we're worms. We feel like a shadow of a man. We feel like we don't have the sense of connectedness that they did. And then the Mizmor shifts. Mizmor shifts from a sense of loneliness to a sense of tefillah. Kamayim mishpachti, to pour out our hearts that Kadosh Baruch Hu only. You say Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel far, but out there, God committed, don't be far. And we daven and we daven, and then around 2/3 of the way through the Mizmor and Pasuk Yitzayin, begin to see that Ayelos Hashachar, begin to see that at first imperceptible motion, things are moving and gears are turning, and things are starting to become lighter. And we feel surrounded in the language of the Mizmor by vicious animals, but I feel suddenly lifted, facing down a lion, but lifted on Karmir Re'im. As though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lifting me out of the reach of the lions that want to do me harm. And the immediate impulse, still, as the Melech points out, he's still being lifted out of danger, and already he's still hanging from the horns of the tall animal, the Re'im, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sent to save him. And he's already saying, oh, the Pasuk HaBeis, the Karnei Re'imim Ani Sani, I'm already responding to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the first moments of salvation. And there's an increasing flow of the last 10 psukim or so of Halal. And finally, Yavov Yagidu in the closing pasuk, Tzidkaso, La'am Nolad Kiyasa, an outpouring of Halal for the reborn nation, the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given birth to once again, and that is us. And we daven that over the course of these days, we have an early time of Esther. This is the beginning of Yom HaKisa. From Yiral to Yudalad and Tezvav and beyond, we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great Nisim, and we should see the light come more and more quickly. We should see the gears of Geula accelerate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should move us ever more quickly from the beginning of the Mizmar to the end of the Mizmar. From the Keili Keili Lama Azavtani Rachok Mi Yishuasi to the Yavov Yagidu Tzidkaso La'am Nolad Kiyasa. Come, let's daven together. Yom Kihila L'Rabbi.
Tov Beis, 22. Ram dat seyach al yad sasha khayt dit mor nit dobe sasha khayt dit mor nit dobe